and handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this Thursday, 29 September 2016. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
No, your caller, Chris, is still in the belief that we are being governed by the law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, but we are not. We haven't been for a long time. Of course, that's the excuse of terrorism, but, you know, if your commander-in-chief is not following the Constitution, why would a judge or anybody else in standing with power follow the Constitution either? So we've been fighting this battle for a while.
Well, trying
to find people to do their jobs.
And I remember something about the Declaration of Independence and talking about relying on the king for office and, you know, things of that nature. So in other words, you don't go along, you don't have a job.
Right.
Yeah.
For the paycheck. Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, just look at James Comey. Here's a guy who's obvious who didn't do his job. He did not follow the law. Title 18, Section 793 with Hillary. Didn't follow the law. What's going to be done about it? Nothing.
Nothing. Because he's the head of the FBI. The Department of Justice is in lockstep with him. Obviously, Obama is not going to do anything. I mean, this guy could create a legacy for the next couple of months. He's going to be in office by doing 180 degrees and having people cheer his awakening as he walks out of the White House. But, fat chance that's going to happen.
Being set. A dangerous precedent's been set that redefining of the word is the law. It's the rulers, the deciders, the people that hold the power decide what the law actually is interpreted as and if they're going to enforce it or not. Or, you know, make it go their way to say, well, we'll enforce it on you, but we won't enforce it on our own. So, I don't know, it's a very dangerous time we're going to.
Well, and their claim, and let's just play devil's advocate here for a second, their claim is there's 300,000... sovereigns running around the country that are just so damn dangerous. I would like to see 10 times that amount. I would like to see 3 million or 10 times that amount. I'd like to see 30 million sovereigns in this country. What are they going to do? Shoot us all?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people are playing a very dangerous game by cowering at this point. Yeah. At this point in time in our country, our shield is our Constitution. Okay, for their purposes, and it's that simple to me. The arguments that are being waged against party, and oh, we need a third party, and all. No, you don't. You got that Constitution. It was written at sixth grade level. If there's any doubt about the obligation of your office and what you swore to, why don't you pull the damn thing out every once in a while and read it? It's a hell of a lot easier reading that than trying to go through a 1,000-page bill that you've relegated to somebody on your staff to tell you if it's good or not, to give you a thumbs up. Yeah.
Scary times we're going into, John. Scary
well, it, and it's going to get... And here's what I've been telling people. That and I don't know, maybe this goes right over their head when I make this statement, that we're going to look back at days like today I mean, I'm telling you, Steve, here in Central Texas, just north of Austin, 75 degrees, bluest skies I've seen in a long time, no wind. It don't get no better than this down here in Texas. And days like these are going to look like the good old days.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is going to get crazier and crazier. You know, and people think that it's going to stop if Donald Trump gets the presidency. We got a lot of Congress critters and senators to deal with. We've been infested in state legislatures. The battle has just begun, and I'm seeing people cower. They want to stay out of the fray. They don't want to be noticed and this, that, and the other. Well, you're losing your damn country. When are you going to get vocal? And when you go kicking and screaming as they're dragging you into a cell someplace for some pretended offense against the state? When the hell are you? This is why I got so upset with my milk people out here in Georgetown. You know, and quite frankly, I'm glad I'm not. I've been working on those people for 5 years. And at the very mention of, you know, it's time that people start standing up. You've got a clear path here that you can take. You need to fight for it. Not just yourself, for your business, but for the people that made you the money that this was the reason they were coming to you in the first place. You've turned your back on them. You've sold yourself short. You're not standing up even for yourself. You know,
Well, I know it frustrates me, too, because I look around and people, I guess their lives are just still comfortable enough. They haven't been inconvenienced enough to really finally step up and say something. Maybe they're just waiting for people like you and me to do it for them. They'll benefit from it. But, no, it's time for people to stand up and say, call it for what it is, a right, a wrong, and call it out. And it's a long battle. It's a battle I'm not going to give up on, and I know you aren't either.
Well, and Steve, what's the alternative? For the rest of our lives, we sit and watch things melt down around us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this has been my bone of contention. That, you know, this is my life.
Right.
This is my life. Your idea of what my life should look like doesn't square with my attitude and my opinions and my beliefs as to how my life should be conducted, and me being the conductor of my own life, which is on loan from God.
Right.
And one of these days, I'm going to have to shuffle off the mortal coil and go that route. But you know what? Up until then, we've got everything that we need right now. The only thing we're lacking is courage.
Exactly.
All right. Steve,
thanks again, John.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. If I only had a brain. I used to whistle that. We used to sing that going through the airport. I'm serious. One day, we had our TRT shirts on with the kind of gold that they favor for the FBI on their blue shirts. And it stated on the front, TRT, and on the back, Tyranny Response Team. I'm not joking. The TSA people wouldn't even put us through metal detectors. They passed us right through because they thought we were feds. One day we're walking through the airport, we're being passed or bypassed, and we're singing the song from The Wizard of Oz, If I Only Had a Brain. I kid you not. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John. I'm glad to hear a little levity in your conversation today.
Oh, it's just the caffeine. Don't be fooled.
I was sitting here laughing out loud about your story about the Tyranny Response Team shirts. I thought that was wonderful.
But
okay, I'm going to have to cover a couple different aspects here because you were all over the map, but...
Well, excuse me. I thought I was making perfect sense instead of...
I'm not complaining. I was just admiring your tenacity and your resilience.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention my mistake about September.
No.
Okay.
First and foremost, you were talking about climate change. Well, remember, when you're dealing with the bar attorney trade, the Guild of Screen Actors Guild of stage players that mask themselves as legal experts... They always speak in broad generalities for us to perceive, so that when they say things like, we're going to correct climate change, well, they might have something different in mind. In fact, I suggest that they, with extreme specificity, are speaking about something other than the mere weather. Remember, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way the political winds blow.
Mm-hmm.
Weather Underground's taught us that well, and it's very likely that what they're talking about when they're talking about climate change is the revolutionary terrorist climate of the political change of the winds of the New World Order and their global one-world Luciferian satanic order. So we must, in fact, stump on the Wells Fargo inquisition this morning was kind of, he's been doing this perpetually. One phrase he says over and over and over, we'll do all we can to make it right. Well, he does, that's a dangling participle. For who is he going to make it right? For his board of directors, his investors and stakeholders, or for the people? He's already shown his true colors, but I only offered the people $25 to ameliorate their injuries, which was preposterous. But more importantly to the Bundy situation, and I was really appreciative of Joe's comments of his inside knowledge of what Richard Mack's counsel was before they went up to Oregon. But we must recall that the Patriot groups have taught us in the past that if we're speaking to three people, probably at least one of them is an agent or an asset or an informer for the government.
Mm-hmm. I always made that assumption. Any conversation, and people know this, and whether I'm talking on the telephone, whether I'm on the computer, whether I'm on the air, obviously, but any conversation I have, I always assume that somebody is listening to my conversation. Always.
And anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
And then this is why years ago I started using the date for the opening of the program. We have record of this. Obviously, we have recordings of what I say on air. And we know how the government works, that you do excerpts and then you paste a little bit here and you have inference there and, well, voila, you have charges. Now, I've reminded them constantly because some poor feds, some schlups, actually have the duty of sitting here every single day and listening to me. All right? So, you know, it's got to be tedious for them. But I like to remind them that, yes, we have full and complete record here. So have at it.
You suppose it might toxify them and turn them into a radical deplorable?
Well, I think they're learning quite a few things. Now, whether they want to admit it to their buddies, you know, in S.H.I.E.L.D. or not, they can use their own mind.
You know, Tom LaCavera, I think it was his last live broadcast, maybe the one before last, He and Lori outed Buddha Brian Cavalieri as at least he has turncoated and agreed to become state's evidence or federal evidence against the Bundys and the Hammonds, everybody else was involved. Although I had always suspected that he was a deep covert intel agent from the very beginning, along with some others.
What was his name? What was his name again?
Buddha Cavalieri, the one with the tats on his neck that was a tattoo artist from the Phoenix, Arizona area.
Okay.
Or Tucson. He's a big, heavy set one that was always right at Clevin's side. Clevin treated him like a son, loved him like a brother from another mother.
Uh-huh.
You know, his deep trusted special ops COINTELPRO security team.
Uh-huh.
Along with a couple others, it looks like at least two of the three, if not three out of three, of his inner circle of protectionists were either government agent actors or assets, at least, and have turned against them. And the fresh driver they brought in that was driving the Jeep that Ammon was in and another one, he was obviously a government agent plant that was infiltrated.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important that we use prayerful discernment before we decide to take anybody into our inner circles of our trusted close-knit groups.
Well, and Chris, it's funny you should say that because, you know, at Mal Heuer, I would have left that place better than what I had found it. I would have cleaned the place up better than what we had found it. I wouldn't have allowed any destruction of anything. As a matter of fact, Joel, who you're referring to, that called in, these guys that went out there and flushed them out of the bushes, I wouldn't have put hand ties on them. I would have disarmed them, kicked them in their rear, and told them, say, hey, you know, we'll send the firearms down later, but get your little tuchus out of here. I wouldn't even have gone as far as to make an arrest of that individual. I just would have stripped him of his firearms and booted his butt down with the other group.
Well, I don't dispute that observation. I merely suggest that, you know, it's such a dangerous and perilous time in the empire of lies, and you can't rely on anything the government tells you. If they offer you a deal, if it ain't in writing, it don't exist.
Well, yeah, that, and we've discovered that, well, special dispensation is granted to those who take a stand and want to lie. You know, I mean, we see that right down to the PDs, the cops that always get into court and they'll sit there and lie, and everybody will take it for granted, including the Muni judge. The guy's telling the truth. See, he's got a uniform on. I have yet, you know, if that was the case. And then, you know, the uniform has magic powers, and all we have to do is put this uniform on somebody, and it compels them not to lie, or they can't lie if they got that uniform on. I say put everybody in a damn uniform, deputize them all, and put them all on a badge. We'll stop the lies right there, if that's the thinking.
Well, this is the unfortunate inherent danger in the preposterous presumption and assumption of truthfulness of attorneys between themselves and the legal trade. The officers of the court, all these so-called government employees are all fiduciary vested. They're all under the same oath to the bar and to the courts.
That's right.
That supersede anything else.
That's right.
And to presume to assume they're being truthful is a fatal mythological misconception that people fall into the misbelief of. And it's dangerous to the national security. When there's a clear, bright line of delineation between what is legal or what is lawful, what is unlawful, versus the quagmire of the blurring of the lines of clear delineation in the legal la-la land world of multiple shades of gray, that everything is legal and nothing is illegal unless somebody makes the claim, whenever we operate under that presumption and this fatal, dangerous discretion to do whatever they think and deem is right, whether to have ethics or not have ethics, as the judges do, is such a dangerous concept. I think we need to restore an oath of truth and an obligation to not lie and not accept lies in lieu of truth under any circumstances, and to have severe penalties for perjury and enforce them.
Well, you know, I'm sitting here as you're talking, and I'm reading Article 1 of the Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. You know, if it were that simple, Chris, do you think if people actually believed that if we circulated petitions on a specific issue, and, you know, how many signatures could we get? I don't know. Depending on the verbiage and the language and what we were going after, say you ended up with 30 or 50 million signatures on a petition. Do you think it's going to make a damn bit of difference to the government? All this crap they shove through the courts. You have no direct appeal except to pick up your phone and call your congressman and your senator and to be ignored. And chances are your congressman or your senator doesn't even read the letter, and you get this form letter back. Thank you very much for contacting us, blah, blah, blah. If there's anything we can do for you in the future, just let us know. Yeah.
Like James Comey, who was never in law enforcement before he was there. He was a prosecuting attorney at one time. He was an attorney for HSBC Bank in their international money laundering operations between other nations and the banking funds.
And he was just dirty enough that they figured they could put his little butt in there at the head of the FBI and they could control the guy. Well, evidently, they were right.
And he's got a brother that works for the Clinton Foundation.
Little conflict of interest there, wouldn't you say?
Well, and that's why he wasn't competent to make a decision whether the prosecutor recommended the prosecution. That's why Lynch wasn't competent.
I got a break, Chris.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You know, you see what happens with me when I'm in a little lull that things aren't being threatened to be shut off in 24 hours. I actually enjoy what I do. Whew. Which, by the way, you people have been sending in donations. Thank you. I wished I had a secretary to keep track of it all to thank all of you personally on air. But minus a secretary and trying to run a network, there's things that become almost impossible to do. But we do have our little deal here with Time Warner that I've got to cough up $1,800 to these people before the 15th of next month in order to get the contract that they have already agreed upon that I signed that said, well, you can't have until your balance is paid off. So you folks out there are thinking about making a nice donation to the network, please do. Boy, you got to come up with more money just to get a discount. Well, what the hell is that? As a matter of fact, Stream Energy down here in Texas, you know, these people, they have shut my electricity off for a $75 balance. I'm serious. And the network comes first. I've suffered outages at the house, water, power, whatever. You know, being a few days late on something and all of a sudden, oh, justification for the corporation to cut your water off, literally. They have a company down here called TXU. And I signed up with these people. Of course, they send you the email, the bait. Oh, you can get up, you can get $250. We'll send you out Visa cards. And yeah, you can have this. Just sign up with us. I said, okay, that's the hook. Where's the damage? And after discussing this for about an hour on the phone with a TXU representative, I discovered something very interesting. That they'll give you rates based on your usage. Okay, up until 1,200 kilowatts an hour, kilowatt hours per month. Okay, you'll be billed at this amount. But if it's 1,201 up to 2,000 kilowatt hours, you know, your rate will be like 3.1%. But that's not the total thing. Down here in Texas, they got the power generators and then they got the distributors. See, the distributors get a piece of the pie. And that was done back in, I think, 2002. And it didn't do anything but screw the consumer out there. But they called it getting control of the electric. Well, it's all a game. And the guy tells me, he says, well, if you go over 2,000 kilowatt hours a month, your rate will increase to 7.8% per kilowatt hour. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, in my entire life, the more you purchase of something, the more discount you get. So you're telling me that I've got this sweet spot, and as long as I stay in there, I get 3.1 cents, but if I'm below or above, you guys are going to hammer me. So he repeated what he said. I said, do you guys have the ability to say the honest to God's truth? Do you have the ability to talk to a customer like he's just not a fish you're trying to hook? Well, yeah. I said, good. Good. I said, I am saying that if I'm below the 1,200 kilowatt or I'm over 2,000 kilowatts, there's a sweet spot in there and I'll get a nice rate. But if I go below or above, I'm penalized. Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for treating me and getting off script and talking to me like I'm a human being that understands what you just said. Thank you very much. And I kid you not, folks, it wasn't 5 minutes later. I get a call from some cop here in Texas trying to drum up funds for fallen officers and this, that, and the other. And I'm listening to this in my ear. There was no conversation, just I'm hearing this voice. I'm Sergeant so-and-so, and I'm calling on behalf of blah, 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 and we're running the... And I'm going, is this a recording? Or are you a live person? No, I'm a live person. And I started to talk to him, and he says, well, I can't answer those questions. We're limited in our responses, and we can only go from what we're allowed to say. And I said to him, I said, that seems to be a problem with a lot of cops. You don't question what you're handed, and you just follow along. And then I promptly hung up the phone. At any rate, let's take bottom of the hour break here. 800-313-9443. We'll take a few more calls. Got a lot more information to go through today. All right, we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Story from the Canadian Free Press: Internet no longer under U.S. control by this Saturday. Worst case scenario, when you awaken to face another new day in this tumultuous times that we're living, the information highway as we know it will no longer be at your service. Worst case scenario. With computers being all but useless without being hooked up to the internet, set back by decades, your fingers will someday soon move over the keys of an expensive desktop computer, now essentially turned into a modern-day typewriter. On his way out the door, Barack Obama will have a wholly ceded control of the internet to UNIDO, or United Nations Industrial Development Organization. Now, when it is far too late for anybody to do anything about it, history will someday record that Barack Hussein Obama hijacked public access to the internet before leaving office. You want to talk about legacy? These are legacies that they dare not speak of above a whisper, in the media at least. Why he decided to hand over control of the internet to an unknown conglomerate of international stakeholders held by the United States for all of 18 years of ICANN and its existence, 5 weeks before the election in 2016, it kind of remains a dark-sided riddle. Obama, Hillary Clinton, the global elite and big government, at home and abroad, will be able to surf the net as usual and be able to retain their IPs, but the masses will be left on the outside looking in. Ditto for internet giants like Amazon and Google and others who were getting ahead of the curve 4 years before the handoff. ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, which oversees a host of internet-related operations, including the assignment of domain names themselves. I'll get that out. Today revealed a list of nearly 2,000 top-level domain names that businesses and other organizations have applied to own. As part of a new move to vastly expand the range of domains that can be used, this was from TechCrunch, June 13 of 2012, they said, and while some of the applications are coming from the usual suspects among those who already figure in the domain name registration business or want to, 70 from top-level domain holdings, for example, and 307 from newly funded donuts. I don't know exactly what that means. It's interesting to note that leading tech companies like Amazon, Google, Apple, and Microsoft are taking very divergent strategies about how to approach this new chapter in mapping out the web. Here's a rundown on how these and some others have approached the business of registrations, what they're registered for, and what might be behind it. It appears that Google has named a separate entity, Charleston Road Registry, to manage its GTLD portfolio, because Google, which is already an ICANN-accredited registrar, wants to keep its registry and registrar activities separate. We have contacted Google to ask why, and it wouldn't comment. But there is some explanation for the breadth of the applications in a blog post by Vint Cerf, Google's chief internet evangelist, and himself a founding member of ICANN, and former chairman, by the way. He notes that Google has applied covering four different areas: its existing trademarks, like Google, domains for its own core business, .docs, domains for user experience, like YouTube, and domains with creative potential. I don't know exactly what that means. For Amazon, another company that has applied for dozens of TLDs, it looks like it may have followed a similar strategy to cover trademarks, core business, user experience, and creative potential. Again, whatever the hell that means. We have contacted Amazon with a question we'll update when we hear back. Sticking to brands only is definitely the approach taken so far by Microsoft, Samsung, Sony, and Apple, which has been particularly conservative, registering only for Apple. Other brands like Facebook and Twitter do not appear to have gotten involved at all in the process. It's because Facebook and Twitter is too busy gleaning the information and pocketing it for future use, I'm sure. Now, some of the registrations, especially those on brand names, may well be made on a defensive basis to make sure that the competitors or others do not park on related TLDs, and in a process somewhat similar to how some companies buy patents, they may be looking to own certain domains purely as a defensive measure to make sure that others do not get them. But on the other hand, possibilities of what some of these domains might point to are interesting to contemplate. Examples: if Amazon really looking to development in its own mobile phone, that is a good possibility. Just take a look at what Time Warner has just done. They've just jumped headlong into the entertainment market, including satellite. Look, it's registered mobile calls and talk. If Google, looking to move into more focused content, plays around with a specific vertical like the family, there's a lot of this that's subjective. They don't know what's going to happen here. But there is a big price tag for each one of these registrations. Try $200,000. Tom in Philly. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Okay, now I hear you.
Well, I was talking.
Yeah, I heard the click. You can play Jerry Rafferty all day long for me. I don't care.
What's the deal here? Hey, you're an IT guy. What's the deal here?
Well, they can make up all the names they want, but when they run out of IP addresses, the game stops. Now they have implemented IPv6, which is right now everything's running on IPv4, which is four octets, like 192.168.1.1.
Right.
Okay, that's an inside IP, but it works on the outside too if you have like a 173 address. Now the IPv6 gives, I think it gives it two more octets, so it'll be 3333333, and that will increase the number of IP addresses exponentially. Now they're talking about locking up domain names. That's called cyber squatting, and they were taking them away from people who wanted to. Let's say I know a company that I say, hey, you know what? This company here, I think they're going to go online. So I go and I register the domain name for, $10 a year. And then they become a multimillionaire, multimillion dollar company, and they want that domain.
They got to pay you.
Hostage for it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Ironically, Tom, ironically, that's the same damn thing that Wes Perkins did to my network. We were registered. Our domain name was rbnlive.com. Well, when we were starting up the network, I told him, I said, go out and, we need to register here. We need a domain. Yeah, no problem. I'll take care of it. And I says, and tell me how much it is and I'll pay the fees. Well, putting a network together, there's a million and one things to do. And I forgot to go back to him and ask him specifically about it. So what did he do? He put it in his own name. That's how this network was taken down. That's the reason why the web page was taken down. And I got an apology from a judge that looked at me and said, Mr. Stadtmiller, I'm sorry to tell you this. He said, my feelings are with you. He says, but I got to follow the law strictly. And he said, you can take this up in another case against your ex-employee here. But he has the right to RBN Live because he's the one that registered, and it's in his name.
Did he ever use it? Did he ever put a web page up or anything on it?
No, he just used it to destroy the network and put up a two-page...
Well, that's called cyber squatting, and that was illegal. And if unfortunately, you didn't know me back then, but you could have taken that away from him because that's cyber squatting. If you've got a name and somebody needs it and you're not using it, if you're not actively using it, and you're just holding on to it so that you can, make a gazillion dollars, you can fight them over that.
I know
other people have done it.
But I had no legal leg to stand on because it was not my name that was attached to RBN Live. It was his name. And the judge had to rule to who the registrant was and who paid the fee. And it was him.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's really sad that, especially if you're supposed to be a friend or an employee or something, and they do that to you.
In today's world, you can't even buy loyalty with money, my friend.
Yeah. Well, everything's going to change on September 33rd, so.
September
33rd? Hey, by the way, Jerry, I think you're a little off on that Jerry Rafferty on Baker Street, too, because I remember that clearly, and that was a very good time in my life, and that had to be like the end of 77, early 78.
I didn't say it was a brand new album.
No. I said when it came out, when that song came out, about 1977, like maybe November, December 77, early 78, because I had just gotten out of the military and gotten an offer for a job doing aircraft maintenance instead of doing drywall. It was a big change.
Well, the album itself was popular for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say it was 1979.
I thought you did.
Well, no. Oh, shut up, Mike. Jeez, I'm battling both of you now. Jesus, are you paying this guy to disagree with me here?
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm gonna send you some goodies too, some parts for spare.
They're not on their way, because I'll tell you what, we've got a spider web down here that any moment something might be tripped and.
Yeah, I know. I got them right here. I'm gonna try to get them in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, please. Please.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a spare switcher.
Yeah, well, this Mike said there's a couple on the back wall that may not be either lit up, but they may not be doing anything. So I said, well, just unplug them and see if anything goes down. If it doesn't, then you know they're not needed.
Oh, great. Let the inmates start screwing around with the internals of this network. Thank you very much.
Nah, come take some pictures, send it to me, and I'll figure out what it is. Listen, the Bundy thing. Did you read that memorandum about the memorandum they had put in to try to get the case put on hold?
And I did not have an opportunity to read it. No, I didn't.
Really good. It was really good. And the basis of the case is they're saying that the federal government was ordered by Congress to dispose of that land way back in like the 40s. And they didn't do it, so they really aren't. They were just squatting, all right? They were squatters on the land. So when Bundy's and them took it over, they're just saying, hey, you know what? We don't think you own it. We're going to take over, and we're going to squat on it. And if you don't like it, then you can take us to court. And they were supposed to do it in a civil arena, not go in there guns a-blazing and, bring in the feds and all that. So that's what that was all about. And I think they had both legs on the ground when they did that. I know it doesn't always work out that way, but.
Well, I don't like the terminology of squatting. How can you be squatting on federal land when it was supposed to be ceded back to the states 40 years before?
Right. Well, they never got rid of it like they were supposed to, like they were ordered to by Congress. So they were basically you know, the federal government can be a landlord, but doesn't mean they have federal jurisdiction over the property. It means they can't enforce federal law. They can. It's a little bit of a complicated situation. But when I read it a couple of times, and I agree wholeheartedly that I think they were well within their rights to do it. And they're saying basically, look, if you don't want us here, then prove that you are the real owner and you have the right to evict us. And until you do that, we're staying. You know, it's just like a lot of these people take these houses over that have been foreclosed on. And you actually will have to go through a court to get rid of them. So,
yeah.
But I wanted to mention the two about, I tried to get a hold of Lacovera last night. That area where they ambushed them out there in the middle of nowhere, somebody needs to go back out there and see, do they have cell coverage or is there no cell coverage? Because I know that when we listened to the recording of the young lady who was in the vehicle, that they said there was no coverage. But if they go out there and there's coverage, then they were using a cell phone jammer, and that proves intent that they were trying to ambush them. And, I mean, if there is no coverage. And then there's some guy made a video about, describing the condition of the road and where they put the roadblock, and they put it on a curve and all that. Well, the reason they didn't put it on the straightaway ahead of them was because there was no tree line there for the guys to be sneaking around and hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
If they had done it up the road, it was all wide open. So there's a lot of stuff there to look at that I think maybe somebody's not.
And also, you know, who's been double dealing here? Harry Reid, Hillary Clinton? You know, who's been using those mineral rights to somebody's advantage?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why they're trying to drive them off of there. You know, it's
Where do you, Tom, see this thing going? Do you think they're going to quietly throw up their hands and slink out the back door? Are they actually going to
They filed a motion to dismiss, and they also were, because the federal government filed some kind of brief, some kind of document. I forget exactly what they call it. I don't know if it was a motion or a brief. They filed something right before, the day before, the 2 days before the trial, and the information they put on there gave Bundy more standing on what they did as being correct. So they wanted to postpone the trial so that they could ascertain the new evidence that the federal government had maybe inadvertently put out there. And the fact that the federal government didn't own the property or didn't have the right to own it, and they were not supposed to be on the property, therefore they didn't have federal jurisdiction. So therefore they can't charge them with federal crimes. So that was the whole point.
Yeah, but how do they go about refunding all this money that had to be paid to the feds and grazing fees? And what about?
I don't know if that's part of it. This, I'm just talking about that.
No. I know what you're saying. I'm throwing another angle to this in there. How are these people made whole? The people that have gone to jail for 4 or 5 years. How do they? Yeah. Where's the compensation to them? You know, I mean,
the Hammonds, right? The Hammonds.
That's right.
Jail.
That's right. And Tom, you know, here again, this has been the question raging for half a century. This is what these people have been talking about and trying to move this thing along for 50 frickin' years. You know, this.
Well, I think this case, the Bundy case, I think that they finally dug up some really good stuff on this. I think that this may change the whole face of it. Because if the property that they are saying that they have jurisdiction over is not, that's not supposed to be there, theirs, then everything they've done is illegal.
All right. So are we going to have Internet Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I'm still working on the Internet, too, for you. Try to get
No. You're missing my point. Going back to the registration, what I was talking about, Tom.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't think it's going to change. I mean,
all right.
I think it's a scare tactic.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You can play your music, Mike.
No reason to get excited.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
FBI got played. Comey blew it. Representative Collins unloads on FBI director. We're going to just play this. I'm not going to say anything It's longer than we actually have time, but the remainder of it, only a couple of minutes, will be on republicbroadcasting.org. Here's Mr. Comey going at it with this representative.
Being here, you are, I believe, forthright, much more so than you said is in any criminal case we've had. But I'm also still in the military. I'm still in the Air Force Reserve. I went to my drill back in July. I was hit by an amazing amount of questions from different service members on this issue of how does the former Secretary of State get to do this, and yet we have members of the military who are prosecuted all the time. Your statements earlier were fairly startling when you said, I don't know of anybody else that's been classified of this. Just since 2009, Department of Justice prosecuted at least seven people under the Espionage Act, all four very similar cases. Now, you said go look at the facts. Well, we're looking at the facts in these cases. The interesting one, and you know, you said that in looking back at your investigation, mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All right. Well, it didn't take nothing but a simple legal search to find a Marine that fallen. Now, I guess their name is not Jane or Joe, so they did get prosecuted. Okay. And this is the issue under 18 U.S.C. 793F, gross negligence. This is what the Marine did. They took classified information that was put into a gym bag, cleaned out, washed, and took. All right. Simple mishandling. Court of Appeals actually upheld this case, and this is what they said. That the purpose of federal espionage statutes is to protect classified documents from unauthorized procedures, such as removal from proper place of custody, which would mean how you deal with this. Regardless of means of removal, it was apparent gross negligence and was approximate cause of the document's removal. It is, and they quoted United States versus McGinnis, said it is clear the Congress's intent to create a hierarchy of offenses against national security ranging from classic spying to merely losing classified materials through gross negligence or the mishandling of. It was sort of also ironic for me that when I had to go back in July in this past month, when I went back, I had to do my annual information assurance training that went through everything that we have to do with handling classified information. I have been in a war zone. I've been in private. This is just common knowledge among most everybody in the world, obviously not to the Secretary. How can you then explain to me this Marine's mistake in taking classified documents or mishandling them is more severe than the Secretary of State, who sent and received classified emails on a regular basis, including those that were originally classified, not those that were classified later, but were originally classified?
Yeah, first of all, I'm familiar with the case, and I'm quite certain it's not a 793F case. It was prosecuted
His conviction was under 793F.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I'll go back and check again. I'd urge you to, too. I'm pretty sure it's not under the gross negligence prong of 793F. But it's a Uniform Court of Military Justice prosecution, not by the Department of Justice, am I remembering correctly?
This was from and is appealed out in the U.S. The Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces did actually hold it.
Okay.
Yes.
But regardless, I think even I don't think this is under the same provision, but even there, that's a case involving someone who actually stole classified information, hard copies. What people need to remember, and I don't say this to make a little of it. I think it's a very serious matter. What happened here is the secretary used an unclassified email system, her personal system, to conduct her business.
And let's just stop right there. That in and of itself, and I understand it's uncomfortable. We've been through it. You've been through a lot of questions. I apologize. But let's just come back to the basics here. We're trying to parse that I didn't have such a Sandy Berger or all these others who've been prosecuted. They took a hard copy. In today's society, and even understanding if you go through any information assurance class, anything else, they tell you it cannot be on a personal laptop. In fact, there was another chief petty officer who had classified information on a personal computer and went back and forth at war zone. That is not physical documents. It's on a to parse words like that is why the American people are fed up. They're fed up with the IRS commissioner when he does it. They're fed up here. I'm not attacking your I think you're one of the more upright people I've met. I think you just blew it. I think the Attorney General blew it. I shared this with her. And I think when we come to this thing, there's no other way that you can say that there's no other.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Hawk Coffee. And I started
all the time to take facts and put them. They may not be exact, but they fit under the law. You can't, I mean, so I guess maybe I'm going to change the question because we're going to go down to dead end. You're going to say what?
Can I respond?
But let me ask you this. I want to change questions. Do you honestly believe that a lady, a woman of vast intelligence, who is the First Lady of the United States, who is a senator who had access to classified information, all the members here do, who is Secretary of State who had even further classification ability, even beyond what we have here. Do you believe that in this case, honestly, she was not grossly negligent or criminal in her acts?
All right. I don't believe anyone other than my wife. My question is, what evidence do I have to establish
2 minutes left on this story. You go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, to hear the rest.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.